Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Joining us now is Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor Michael Chiklis, best known for his unforgettable role as Vic Mackey on The Shield and as Ben Grimm, The Thing, in The Fantastic Four. He's also co-chairing Arts Advocacy Day with the Creative Coalition, bringing arts to Capitol Hill to talk about free expression, the First Amendment, and federal arts funding. Michael, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Michael, you're in Washington this week talking about the First Amendment and arts funding. When you hear concerns from folks who worry about government funding for the arts and whatnot, what do you say to them about why it matters so much?
Well, it's foundational to the film, television, and music industries that we have the National Endowment for the Arts. I would not have a career if not for that. When I was 14 years old, I helped to open a theater called the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. And as a young kid, I got the opportunity to play Samson in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And if I didn't have that experience, I often think, like, what would have happened to me? What would have happened in my life if Mark Kaufman, who started that theater all those years ago, wasn't able to secure a small grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, and in so doing, start a theater that's still thriving 45 years later, and start my theatrical career where it galvanized my desire to be in not just the theater, but then into film and television. And this is where you nurture talent in every corner of this country. This isn't about some highfalutin, you know, metropolitan opera house. This is, you know, arts programs, music programs, theater programs that help to discover, nurture, and grow talent all over this country. And I don't know about you, but I shudder to think of what my life would have been like had to forget my own participation in film and television and theater throughout my life. I'm talking about if I didn't get to go to my local theater or get to go to a concert, you know, in little towns all over this country and see wonderful young new talent coming up through the years. This is how you find the next Mozart. This is how you, great theater is discovered and great film and is created. It's foundational to the industry. And without the NEA, that really is hurt terribly. I mean, what sort of a society are we if we don't support art? Every great civilization, is marked by their arts and antiquities. If you walk down the mall in Washington, D.C., one thing you're struck by is when you look right and left, what do you see? You see museums, arts and antiquities. And these are snapshots of who we are as a society. Artists are a reflection of who we are in our society. And I think everything has become so partisan in this country right now that it's tragic, because this isn't, you know, the Creative Coalition is a nonpartisan group, a nonprofit group. We go there to advocate for two of the great things that make this country what it is, which is our First Amendment right,
right,
to free speech and expression, and our great artistry. And the soft power alone that we have enjoyed as a country for the last 200 years by, our films and televisions and music being spread throughout the world, that makes the United States aspirational, that makes people love this country and want to be here, is so much, is they look at what we put out as a country culturally and they go like, man, that's a cool place. I'd like to be there. Right? It's one of the things that makes this country what it is. And listen, we can always vote with our thumbs. If you don't like what an artist puts out, change the channel. Don't go to that theater production. That's how you vote. But you don't say, I'm going to cut it and not make it.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Speaking of, things that you're working on, I have to commend you. I did happen to see a new project you've got out on Apple TV called The Senior Movie. Great film, by the way. Fun movie. Absolutely fun. Thrilling little fun film outside of what you usually make. I mean, after all, a 59-year-old college football player is a bit of a stretch from Vic Mackey and The Thing.
Yeah, true story, too. Mike Flint, the great Mike Flint, he went back to college and played his senior year at 59 years old.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that movie because I went and I played the football, too. You know, I was a captain of my football team in high school, but man, you know, 40 years later to put on a uniform, that was daunting.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, one thing I do have to ask, folks are going to, I'm sure my listeners are going to remember you from the Fantastic Four, and there's a lot of Marvel Universe crossovers. Any chance we're going to see you donning the Ben Grimm outfit anytime soon?
You know, I don't know, but it's possible. There's so much. I don't know. You know, I never say never, because a lot of people have been talking to me about it, particularly recently. A lot of people have been writing to me and talking to me. I haven't heard from them, though. I haven't heard from Marvel or Disney. So we'll see. At some point, maybe. I don't know. Well, like you say, there are so many crossovers. We'll see.
Well, and we all know that even if you had, you wouldn't be able to tell us if you did. So, Michael, we appreciate you joining us. You're at Michael Chiklis on X. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you so much. And people, go to thecreativecoalition.org.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.